The gap between employers and staff expectations is widening when it comes to salary and benefits. New data from recruitment firm Hays reveals 95% of businesses expect to raise wages this year, but half or 52% of employees reckon they'd be financially better off finding a new job altogether. Business NZ Chief Executive Kirk Hope is with us now. Hi, Kirk.
Hi, Karen.
What is going on here? We do have a situation in New Zealand where inflation's running at 6.7%, yet the labour cost index would suggest, I know it's not perfect, but that private sector wages are running more about 4.5%. So there is a gap there. Why is that?
Yeah, well, I think there'll be certain industries where probably wages are running well above that. Those will be industries, particularly where there are skill shortages, for example. Where there are less skill shortages, obviously there won't be as much wage pressure. I mean, I think the data from Hay also showed a couple of other things. You know, that there is a bit of a mismatch, not just between salary, but between benefits that employees are looking for and benefits that businesses are providing. So there's some pretty useful insights there. For example, you know, employers offer, you know, roughly 80% of employers offer training, and only 61% of employees really value that. And so there are other things that employers can do. And another area, for example, is hybrid working. I think something like 65% of people wanted hybrid working, but it's not always available. So there are certain things that employers can do to try and bridge that gap where they may not be able to pay, you know, meet the salary expectations of the employee.
Gerald here from Unite this morning was arguing that there have been strong corporate profits in New Zealand over the last couple of years and that there should be more of the profits distributed to workers via wage increases. What would be your response to that?
Well, I mean, I guess that's really down to the business. But they, you know, as I said, if you're in a particular industry, you may well have been paying much higher wages in order to continue to grow. The question will be what you're doing with those profits in terms of investment and thinking about the future and thinking about how you'll be able to employ into the future and, again, pay wage and salary demands or meet other expectations of employees. So there's going to be a suite of things that businesses are certainly thinking about, particularly in a very tight labour market.
Do we want this situation where we're seeing half of employees thinking that, oh, the only way they're going to get a better pay rise somewhere in tune with inflation is to switch jobs, so we get this churn effect? It's certainly a problem, I know, in the public service, but it's not an ideal situation.
Well, no, I think that's exactly right. And it's expensive for businesses to hire as well. So there's a cost to that. And I think that's why you see in the Hay data, 95% of employers expecting to pay pay rises, right? They're expecting to increase their increase salaries and wages. So they're doing what they can in that environment, thinking as well and planning for future investment needs for the business and for growth.
Final question. I'm just curious to your thoughts on this. The economy at the moment looks like we're avoiding recession. There's some things, sort of some tailwinds with the immigration potentially flowing through into property. Do you think inflation might prove a little bit stickier than is being anticipated? What are you seeing out there?
I think it's a pretty mixed picture, to be honest. What we're seeing, I think certainly into the international environment, again, is a mixed picture. You've seen, you know, China come back online. That really helps from a goods and production perspective. China being out of the international market due to COVID was really putting a lot of inflationary pressure into the international environment. From a domestic perspective, it's really difficult to get a handle on it, particularly sector by sector. There are some industries which had seen really, really significant price increases in terms of the things that they needed in their supply chain, including wages, for example. Some of that's starting to dissipate because what you're seeing is domestically interest rates have risen very, very steeply, and that's actually reflected around the world to try and address inflation, but that hurts consumers and therefore demand drops. So it's just how quickly demand will drop and inflation subsides at the same time as, you know, as I said, the international market rebounds with goods production.
Kirk, thanks for your thoughts. Thank you very much. Kirk Hope there, Business NZ Chief Executive.